I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The high school volleyball schedule tonight in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Richland Center is on the road at Lancaster. River Valley takes to the road against Dodgeville this evening. And Platteville is at Prairie du Chien. In the SWAL, Kibbe City at Southwestern. Fenimore plays at Darlington. Riverdale is home against Mineral Point. Boscobel at Iowa Grant. Viroqua is at Westby in the Cooley Conference this evening. Reedsburg at Baraboo, and also in the Ridge and Valley Conference, it's Weston at Lafarge Youth Initiative. Also Seneca at North Crawford, DeSoto at Wazika Steuben, and the Ithaca Bulldogs are home for a second time this week. They will be hosting Kickapoo. That'll be a great showdown. Both teams doing well early on. Kickapoo with 4 wins in the conference, Ithaca at 4-1. Soccer action in the area. Reedsburg is at Fort Atkinson tonight, and River Valley is at Richland Center. The Hornets picked up a nice win on Monday, their first of the season, a victory against Mauston. And I asked Coach Tom Stadler how badly it was needed.
The timing couldn't have been any better for us, Phil. We were due for a win, and it was the right kind of win going into our conference matchup with River Valley this evening.
You have some big things planned for tonight's match, don't you?
Well, we do, in that we would like a victory. It's our season opener at home, and we have varsity at 7 o'clock and JV at 5 o'clock. So far for the team, we have grown in size once again this year. So new to the team is Pietro Mariucci from Italy and Hugo Gruselin from Belgium. Both of these players are exchange students that are bringing great tactics to our game.
RC soccer coach Tom Stadler will have the call of River Valley at Richland Center Soccer tonight. Kickoff time at 7 o'clock. High school football hits the 5th week of the season, and one of the unbeatens in the southwestern part of the state, the Ithaca Bulldogs, will travel to Cashton. I talked to Coach David Klang about his team's hard-fought 14-10 win last week over Bangor.
The big highlight was that we never gave up. There were moments in the game that things weren't going necessarily our way, but we were playing well, and we never gave up and never let it snowball. And then in the second half, that really kind of proved to be true. Like, we just started to have things go our way and do it on every play, do everything that we were supposed to, and like, good things happened to us. And everybody came up clutch in one matter, in one play, or one way or the other. Like, it was huge, just a collective team effort that they never gave up and just kept pushing on.
When you look at that win over Bangor, I mean, you really had to persevere, because being down 10-0, that was not easy to come back from, was it?
No, it was not an easy task, and we kind of told them, like, the whole, like, at halftime, like, we feel like we are outplaying them. We just need to kind of clean things up, and no matter what happens in the second half, we're in it. We're in a decent spot, even though we're being down by 10 points. Like, all it takes is one drive or a turnover, and it kind of changes it. And that's exactly kind of what happened. We came out in the second half and just had to put a complete drive together. And then we got a big stop later on and then finished off another drive. And we just kind of held on and did exactly what we needed to.
Ithaca travels to Cashton Friday night. That's our game of the week on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. River Valley has won 2 conference games in a row in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. I asked Coach Dan Makovic about his team's win, a tight game last week against Broadhead Judah.
There was a lot of situations that made us question, like, holy cow, are we going to be able to hold off this very physical team? And there were times where we felt like we were in control, and then 2 or 3 plays later, it's like, oh, no, they're still clawing back and they're still in this game. So I'm really proud of the way that they played, because they could have folded multiple times, but you could just see that the kids are like, no, we want to win this in front of our home crowd.
It seems like you have some confidence, especially on offense.
There's a lot of confidence on offense right now, because we spread the ball around, so you can't just key on 1 or 2 people. They did a good job of, like, bottling up Aiden Hill, and so then we went to Caden, and then we went to Lucas at running back, and then we also went with Andy as well. So there's a lot to cover, and the kids are feeling very comfortable and playing at a high speed. So the offense is really clicking, and even on Friday, they'd say that they left a few points out there that they wanted to get.
River Valley is on the road at Prairie du Chien coming up on Friday night. Merchants League bowling action last night for the series high. Gurner Farms, 29-27. Phoenix Center, 2806. Welch's Ace Hardware at 27-76. Goplin Insurance, 10-34. Gurner Farms at 10-19. AutoZone, a 9-94. Top series, Jason Gurner, a 7-48. Jeff Seckman, a 6-75. Chase Keller, a 6-90. Top game, Jason Gurner. Congratulations, a 300 game. Jeff Seckman, a 278. Chase Keller, a 257. For the series high for the women, it was Nicole Mottier with a 624 and Andrea Connolly with a 539. Nicole Mottier with a 215 and a 213 and Andrea Connolly with a 205 in Merchants Bowling League. A Jake Bowers hit in the ninth inning drove in Jackson Cheerio, who had tripled, and the Brewers had a 2-1 walk-off win, and that highlighted a big day in which they'd already clinched the National League Central title by virtue of a Cubs loss to Oakland earlier in the day. Well, how about another great call from Bob Uecker on the Brewer Radio Network?
Swing in, a rocket to right, base hit, they win! Jake Bowers hit an absolute bullet past Harper at first. Jackson Cheerio scores the winner, and they're chasing Jake Bowers.
Bob Uecker with a call. The Brewers with the win. Reese Hoskins had a double and his 25th home run. Devin Williams earned his first victory in relief. Owner Mark Antanasio is on hand.
It's so hard to do this, right? And every time you do it, you think it could be the last time, you know? This year, they were experts. I use that. They were experts who predicted us to finish last. Not everybody, but a number. I'm not sure anybody predicted us to do this, you know, to be the first team to clinch in, I think, all of baseball. Not bad.
Willie Adames has had a great year, and he said he and the guys have their eyes on the future.
Just the work we do. The work we do in the offseason to prepare us for the next year. That's I feel like that's the main point for an athlete. You know, if you work hard, at some point it's going to pay off. And this year has been a great year. We still have some things to get better at, but next year we're going to, you know, work on those things and be better.
Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers proved the national pundits wrong.
The thing that it shows September 18th, no one in spring training would have said the Brewers will win the NL Central, except maybe a few guys in that room.
Tobias Meyer starts the first game of a weekend series against the Arizona Diamondbacks coming up this evening. As mentioned, the Cubs lost. That was a 5-3 decision by Oakland. San Diego 4-0 over Houston. San Francisco 5, Baltimore 3. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona 9, Colorado 4. Atlanta 7-1 over Cincinnati. The Dodgers 8, Miami 4. Mets 10, Washington 0. St. Louis 10-5 over Pittsburgh. In the American League, Angels 4, White Sox 3, Boston 2, Tampa Bay 1, Cleveland 5-4 over Minnesota, Texas 2, Toronto 0, Detroit 4, Kansas City 2, the Yankees 2-1 over Seattle. The NFL weekend begins tonight with New England playing at the New York Jets. Packers quarterback Jordan Love returned to practice Wednesday after missing time due to a knee injury suffered during the season opener. He was a limited participant, throwing passes during individual work. He told reporters he's feeling a lot better and is taking it day by day. The second-year starter says he was scared by the pain when he got hurt against the opponent on that opening night. Originally, he was expected to be out for 2 to 6 weeks. Green Bay travels to Tennessee this weekend. I'm Phil Nee with sports.